after midnight, both my arms and legs were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thighs, pink stuff in my eyes, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's...
It's Dr. Kevin Moss, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
How about that game?
Unbelievable.
You want to check out Andrea medically? She wasn't that entertained by it.
I just thought it was okay. It wasn't bad. It just, you know.
Did you want someone to be killed during it or something? Did you want a love interest brought in or a cute kid?
Might have kept my interest. I did flip channels quite a bit.
Were you doing something more fun?
No.
Okay. She's a medical oddity to me.
She is a medical oddity, yes. But we knew that before last night.
Hey. Be nice.
But wasn't it amazing, though? You got down to even after the turnover by Brady, the announcers are saying, this game's not over.
Yep.
With a minute left and down by eight.
Yep.
And Collinsworth nailed it.
You know what? They were right.
He said, if he can get them to midfield, which he did, which the Eagles were kind of giving him the underneath stuff, and he got the ball to Gronkowski on the sideline and all this. That's all he needed is one shot. That came pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you look at the replay. There was a deflection, and at the Patriots 2 feet to the right, number 13. Yeah. I don't know who the kid is. He grabs the ball, and it's a touchdown, and the legend gets bigger. But he's still 5-3 in the Super Bowl with Belichick. Or Belichick's 5-3. It's pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
More on football later with Hamp, with Mike Ditka, and Mike Adamley's going to be in later. We're going to talk about his medical situation. He made an announcement Friday on the Megyn Kelly Show on NBC. We can talk about it as well. I think it was Thursday or Friday. All of that is coming up. But, Doc, let's talk about, as you call them, the Rodney Dangerfield organs. The organs that get no respect, but they're so important. Andre, which one do you want to know about?
I want to know about the thyroid.
The thyroid, Doc. Can you tell us about the thyroid?
Sure. So the thyroid sits in your neck, and it's essentially one of the workhorses of the body. It produces something called thyroxin. It produces these things called T3 and T4 that is essentially our engine. It tells us how hard to work. It keeps us moving. And when we don't have a thyroid or a thyroid has cancer and it's removed, then we fortunately can just take supplemental thyroid and the body still acts and behaves properly. People that are hypothyroid, if you feel like you're worn out and you're tired and you're not doing anything and your nails are brittle and you're losing your hair, your doctor is going to check you for thyroid because you may need thyroid supplement. If you're very hyper and active and you're very skinny and you're always working, they'll look to see if you have a hyperthyroid, one that's acting too much and putting out too much thyroxin. So it's kind of the workhorse that kind of balances our energy.
Should you have regular thyroid checks, or is that part of your annual physical, or how do you know you got a problem?
Yeah, so the doctor is going to check you when he feels your neck and has you swallow. He's checking your thyroid to see if he feels if it's enlarged or if he feels any nodules in it. But the blood tests are really going to be done mainly if you have symptoms, although some people, as we age, will get something where they're hypothyroid and they really don't know it. So the doctor is definitely going to do a thyroid test probably somewhere between 45 and 55.
What about the spleen, the comedy organ? The spleen, it's a funny word. Is it a funny organ?
You know, the spleen is probably the Rodney Dangerfield of organs. It does so many cool things, and it's so cool. And I know you probably sit there and go, God, what a medical geek, you know, when you listen to this. But it is awesome. It is the organ that recirculates or regenerates our blood system. So it takes out the bad old blood cells. A normal red blood cell lives for about 120 days. And at day 110, 115, it starts to get a little ratty. The spleen takes it out, takes the portions that are important out of that red blood cell and recycles them, sends the iron back to the bone marrow, keeps the ferritin, keeps all the cool things. It also is a filter that takes out bacteria and viruses and keeps us healthy. So we can live without a spleen, But to be honest with you, spleen is the Rodney Dangerfield. Spleen is a really cool thing.
Where would the spleen be in the body?
Spleen's on your left side.
Left side?
And kind of right under your rib cage there.
Just under the rib. Oh. So that's why sometimes you'll hear of sports injuries. A lacerated spleen.
Well, absolutely.
That's what I wanted to ask, because when I was in college, I had mono.
Yeah.
And they said you cannot play any contact sports for a while because you have an enlarged spleen.
But if you were just bragging. You were in college trying to meet women.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You should see the size of my spleen.
Yeah, that didn't work out very well. But so, I mean, if you can live without one, why was that a concern?
Well, you can live without one, but we certainly don't want to take it out, because it does so many other good things. Like I said, it helps recycle your red blood cells, helps your immune system. So people are much healthier when they have their spleen. But it's interesting, Dave, when you had mono, the normal spleen weighs about 5 ounces. But somebody with mono, that spleen can get to be 2 pounds.
Because of all the work
it's doing. So
I would think you'd feel really, really terrible if you had a 2-pound spleen then.
Yeah, well, you feel pretty terrible when you have mono. But people there, that's why we take people out of gym class. We take them out of contact sports because we don't want them.
No gym for you either.
That's right.
How about kidneys?
Well, let's come back with that.
Oh,
let's come back
with
a kidney and maybe throw in a pancreas.
Would you like
a kidney and a pancreas?
I'll take a pancreas for two and a kidney for three.
A kidney and a pancreas and maybe a bonus appendix. Back to Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. Doc, the text question is, you don't watch the Super Bowl, what do you do instead? 847, I never watch it. I was reading a good book. Join my husband at the TV for Pink and Justin Timberlake only. 217, I watch Star Trek Discovery all night. 630, grocery store. They're always empty during the game. 815, Batman on Netflix. And a bunch of people watch Victoria on Masterpiece Theater.
See, you guys can't make fun of me.
Well, you didn't watch Victoria.
No.
Yeah, you just didn't understand why it was okay, which brings us to your kidney. Do you have a problem with your kidney?
No, but so many people, I was saying to you off the air, now, if any of you guys needed a kidney, absolutely, I think I would step up.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know, do they have to be a match? How can you just live with one?
Oh, how do you determine if somebody can get your kidney?
That, and how can you just live with one? And what if you donate and something happens to yours, the only one you have left?
So, all great questions, but fortunately we do have two kidneys, but you would have to match. So you can't give your kidney to me if I don't match with you genetically. A pretty close genetic match.
Is there a way to explain that, or is it too deep medically as far as what the match is?
Anytime you put a foreign body into the body, it's going to say, is this mine? And if it's not mine, I am going to attack it because I don't want it to be here.
Okay.
So if there's a good genetic match, then the body won't attack it much, sometimes at all. A lot of people need to take what we call immunosuppressive drugs after it, because it's anti-rejection drugs. But take the Chicago police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, who just had a kidney donated by his son, which is really cool, because we have something there we call the live donor. They're able to give one of their kidneys because they have two. Now, Andrea's question, what happens if your other kidney fails or you have problems with it? Yeah, then you're in a little bit of trouble and you need to be on dialysis.
I go back to the guy I gave it to, and when I need that back.
Exactly.
Want it back.
One more, which is a very important organ, maybe not the Rodney Dangerfield category, but the pancreas. I'm a fan. What do we need to know?
Well, hold on. Let's go back to kidney just for
one. Oh, you got more kidney for me?
Well, yeah, just because there's some cool things going on with the kidney.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, we tie people with kidney failure into dialysis and being on dialysis, which is they have to go to a center and be hooked up to a machine to essentially do the filtering that the kidney would normally do. University of California at San Francisco is working on an artificial kidney. And they're really close. I mean, they're going to be in human clinical trials this year where it's implanted in and it acts as a kidney. No more dialysis, no more anti-rejection drugs. You just essentially have an artificial kidney that's doing the work.
That is cool. And that's a world changer.
That is a world changer. Absolutely it is.
All right, get to my pancreas, will you?
Yeah, your pancreas. So we've talked, I don't know how many times, about diabetes and what's going on with diabetes. And when we do it, we probably don't ever mention the pancreas is the whole brunt of the problem here. The pancreas is the organ that kind of sits right in the middle of our abdomen, and it's the one that produces insulin, which is what the issue is with diabetes. So that the pancreas, we talk about diabetes all the time, but we never give the pancreas the recognition it deserves.
And the pancreas uses, other than the insulin producer, is multiple uses, or is that the main function?
No, that's pretty much the main function of it. But the interesting thing there is, think about how many people have diabetes right now. And you know the people that have to have their blood tested numerous times during the day, and they're giving themselves shots of insulin. Cleveland Clinic is working on an artificial pancreas, which would hook up to your body, which would measure your blood sugar, and would give you continuous infusions of insulin, just like we do, people who are non-diabetic. So you think about that. We look at the damage that that insulin and diabetes do to our heart, our kidneys, our vision. Now all of a sudden you take somebody who's diabetic, give them this artificial pancreas, which is measuring the blood sugar and putting insulin back at a normal rate, so they act more like a normal person who didn't have diabetes.
Wow. That's big stuff.
It is.
We thank you for educating us on the Rodney Dangerfield organs. So.
And Mary, the appendix is pretty much, everyone used to think the appendix was totally worthless, and actually it's like, oh, it's just an appendix, take it out. But what we have found recently is that the appendix actually holds in it good bacteria that the stomach needs and the gut, not the stomach, but that the gut needs to help us in our digestion. So the old, oh, just an appendix, take it out. It's kind of been changing. It's kind of getting a little bit more recognition. So we'll probably take that one off the Rodney Dangerfield list.
Well, hold on a second now. Oh, I had my appendix taken out when I was like 9 or 10 years old.
A lot of people did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need it. Anytime I have indigestion now, it's because I don't have my appendix?
You can blame it. Mm-hmm. But it used to be that it was just worthless, but now we're actually finding that it actually helps our immune system and helps our intestines have the bacteria that we need.
Where am I going to get it now? It's 40 years ago. 45. Ridiculous.
Need an artificial appendix.
Seemed like a good idea at the time. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. Doc, enjoy your day.
Go back to work, you guys.
Thank you very much. So this is the job. Maybe he doesn't know that.